My name is Kate. I'm 11 years old. Today is November 26th, and I am speaking with Pop, who is my grandfather. We are recording this interview in Greensboro, North Carolina, where were our ancestors born?
Well, I think Ireland and or Scotland, maybe Germany, some from Poland. We should probably get a DNA analysis to find out for sure.
Tell me what you were like as a child. What did you look like, and how did you like to spend your time?
I was quiet, shy, and skinny, not very athletic. I liked to spend time alone, building things, collecting stamps, reading books, listening to records, exploring the fields nearby.
What was the worst thing you remember my mother or father ever doing when she was a child?
Your mother was so well behaved, it's hard to think of anything bad. Probably her bossing of her sister was, and the time she rode her big wheel down the driveway from into the street were the worst things.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Reading bedtime stories to you and tucking you in, carrying you on walks along the beach with you in the baby sling, visiting you at preschool, and watching you as your artistic talent developed.
What was your child home or your childhood home like? Who else lived in the house with you? What did your bedroom look like?
We had a great childhood, lots of neighborhood friends and adventurers. There were five of us in a house with only one bathroom and only two bedrooms. The three kids would sleep in the same room in a bunk bed. Our sister was in the top bunk, and my brother and I were both in the bottom bunk. Our heads were at opposite ends of the bed, and our feet were not yet touching in the middle. Unfortunately, I would often wet the bed and cry out for my mother in the middle of the night to come and change the sheets, much to the dismay of my brother. Eventually, one night, my mother didn't come to me, and I learned to change the sheets myself. I soon quit wetting the bed. Since the room wasn't very large, it couldn't get too cluttered. What few toys we had were still in drawers, were stored in drawers. Eventually, my father built another bedroom and bathroom, so my sister got a bedroom to herself, and my brother each and I each had our own bed in another bedroom. With the new bathroom, we could now take showers instead of just baths. But I was pretty dumb, and when I took my first shower, I thought I needed to wear a bathing suit.
How would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
Very silly, clever, artistic, outgoing, friendly, cute, athletic, independent, and assertive.
Tell me about your grandparents.
I never met my mother's father. He died when she was only 10. Her mother was very kind and quiet and worked hard at the hospital tending after the newborn babies. She was not wealthy, but was still generous to us. I'll never forget the silver dollars she would give us for birthdays and at Christmas. My father's father was hardworking, quiet, and tall. He had a farm in southern Illinois, and we loved to go there and see the pigs, cows, chickens, and a ride on the horse that he had. He also had built cabins for tourists to rent for the night. We stayed in there sometimes. The walls were just screens, so you could feel the breeze and hear the sounds of the crickets chirping during the night. He had also built a pond that visitors could fish in. And in the winter, when the ice froze, they would cut it into blocks and sell it to other folks for their ice boxes, which was the original term for refrigerators. His farm was known as Piper's Park, and people came from all over to visit the park. He also had a miniature golf course for their entertainment. The fried chicken, the corn on the cob, the fresh from the cow milk that we had on the farm were the best I ever had. The water from his well was also the best I've ever tasted. The only downside at my grandparents' house was it didn't have a bathroom. We had to use an outhouse. He died doing what he loved, sitting on his tractor on a sunny day in the middle of a field. My father's mother was very talkative and kept up with the community gossip by listening in on the phone conversations of her neighbors. In those days, they had party lines on the phone system, so one line served several of your neighbors. You could quietly pick up the phone and listen to your neighbors without them knowing. She was the only relative I knew that had gone to college. She had gone for 2 years and had been a school teacher when she was younger. She had three children and gave birth to them in three different corners of the living room. Back when movies were, they were before the talkies started, and it had no sound at the movies, she was the person who played the piano. There was always piano music going on during the movies. Since they didn't have a bathroom, she would take her bath on the back porch in full view of anyone who happened to walk by. She was a pretty good artist. She painted in oil, mostly landscapes. She was an inspiration for both my sister and me. Tragically, she had diabetes and slowly lost her vision as she grew older and could no longer paint. We were of opposite opinions when it came to politics and would exchange letters on a regular basis extolling our candidates and disparaging the others. I always looked forward to those long typewritten letters that she would send me. That's it.
I want to thank you, Pop, for everything you've done, because being at Pop Camp was really fun, and you've just done a lot for me.
Thank you for being the best, one of the three best grandchildren in the world.